Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Ribbity, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 149, looking at the idea of the mirror. The Gemara talks about this dispute between Tanaim. It talks about in a braisa, one may not look into a mirror on the Shabbos because he may come to cut his hair. Rav Meir permits one to look into a mirror if it is fixed to the wall. Now, what is the difference between a mirror fixed to the wall and something else? Why does Rav Meir permit the use of specifically such a mirror? The reason is presumably that in the meantime, by the time he fetches a pair of scissors with which to cut his hair, he will remember that it is the Shabbos. But if so, then using a mirror that is not fixed to the wall should also be permitted, because in the meantime, by the time he fetches scissors, he will remember that it is Shabbos. So here the Gemara explains we're dealing with a metal mirror. The reason why it's forbidden is Rabbi Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Ahuva. Why did they say a metal mirror is forbidden? Because a person is accustomed to remove straggling hairs with it. That is, he uses the sharp edge of the mirror itself to cut his hair. A lot of times, it's simple to remember the big things. It's simple to remember how you can't turn on the oven, you can't turn on the light, and you can't move things like your car or whatnot on Shabbos. So a lot of times a simple little thing is harder to remember, could be easy to forget. You know, I go over and I have the idea and I'm going to just unplug something because it's situated there and I'm just used to that. I'm accustomed to it. Anything you do for a month is usually part and ingrained to your habit and routine. I'll just do that. But that's something that's not allowed on the Shabbos. And a lot of times flicking off the light switch is very second nature. A really big thing like turning on the oven before we said the light switch. Sometimes light switch is of course a big thing on Shabbos, but to our minds it might not be a big thing. It might be second nature. There have been times throughout my life that I forgot that it was not there, and I just automatically turned it off, and I'm like, oh shoot, now I realize I shouldn't do that. But that's shogig, because we tend to have a mind lapse and we do things. The little things are easier to forget than the big things. We wouldn't turn on the oven on Shabbos, but the light, accidentally, we might forget. It's a littler thing in some way, but we should try to remember the big things and the little things, especially on Shabbos, to be mindful, to be cognizant. Just as the Gemara talks about a mirror, and those times you can't use a mirror even to look into on Shabbos, because the sharp edges they would use to remove the hair. So too in our own lives, remember all the things, even the big things and the little things, especially the little things, to be cognizant on Shabbos, so we don't come, God forbid, to desecrate the Shabbos even in a little way. Because every little aspect can contribute to a greater Shabbos experience. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 150 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.